Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I'm right in there. I'm Elder Rick Austin of the Gathering of Christ Church. Thank you for your Patreon support. And let's jump right in. Political genocide, what I'm talking about is when civil rights or equality leads to genocide. Now, keep in mind, brothers and sisters, the Most High said that we would be living in perilous times. Okay? They have circumvented us through political misdirection. They have deceived us under the guise or the labels of equality using black and brown people. But I'm here to set the record straight. Civil rights is a political tool used by Esau, Edom, as well as Ishmael, the Arabs, to actually, folks, misdirect us while they destroy our people. Amalek was known for this. Okay, and this is why when the Israelites, our forefathers, left Egypt, it was the Idumeans, Esau, and Arabs was with them, destroying our people from the back of the caravan, attacking women and or children in the back, and elderly in the back, instead of facing the men. And they're doing the same tactics till this day. Okay, instead of opposing who they're really after, they go to the back, and instead of destroying the women physically, they're doing it through indoctrination and poison. Okay? Let's indoctrinate them against the men. Let's poison their children with vaccinations and whatever. Okay? Let's kill their elderly with misdiagnosis and all these others and pushing prescription on them so that they can die with a low quality of life, suffering. As we hack them up, that's right, through surgery, and get paid on their elderly's way out. They're doing the same tactics, but I digress. Here we go. Open up the lines 515-605-9327. And yes, we're going in. We're about to go in. Okay? As you can see before you, Times of Israel has announced what? They have announced through the ADL considered scrapping its U.S. police training trips to Israel and decided not to. So, yeah, the ADL, which is an organization, a lobby organization within the United States for Jewish people, have somehow made push legislation that would lead to our police force in the United States going over into a foreign entity to be militarily trained against its citizens, aiming towards us in the community, folks. How did we get here? Equality is how we got here. Equality is how we got here. Okay, there was never a time throughout the history of the United States or the history of the world where black men were oppressing our sisters. It never happened. It never happened. We suffered equally in chattel slavery. And to some degree, women, based on their beauty in others, got more benefit throughout slavery and history compared to black men. Our women were always treated better under Esau, under slavery, than the man. We had no power. We had no power to abuse or to take any rights from our women. But that's the indoctrination they're pushing in the modern day conclaves of what we call outright colleges. They didn't switch the narrative from the slavery and oppression that was on both of us together. The Judite and his woman. They didn't switch the narrative. Now, they can't do this in any other country outside of America. They didn't do this to South America because you're not going to take away their history. They will not allow you to. They've switched the narrative from the black man and the black woman being Judah fighting on the same side to believe in that black men oppress black women equally as the white man. The bait and switch. So instead of us standing together like we were during the civil rights movement, Coretta Scott King with Martin Luther King, Betty Shabazz with Malcolm X. See? Because we understood we were in this same pot together, oppressed by a known enemy, the imperialists, the colonists. And they started indoctrinating our women into believing a hand in oppressing their own women. That's where this equality thing becomes genocide. Because if you take away one half of us, it won't be too long before you destroy all of us. Now, you don't have to take away all of our women because all of our women aren't going to go for this. You just have to indoctrinate enough of them. You just have to indoctrinate or have people who would want to go along with the destruction of their own man. Just find enough of them, right? And they found one. Patrice Cullis, who so happened to be what? Married to another lesbian. Now, you can decide which is playing the man or woman. I don't know whether or not they switch roles or whatever the case might be. But these are two women. Okay? She was over the movement over in the United States, and her so-called wife was over a movement. Where? Over in Canada. A Marxist movement, mind you. A political movement that sprung directly out of the Democrat Liberal Party. It was a created political party. And how do I know this? Folks, because during the time when Black Lives Matter became an organization, I went online and attached it, and it said right there that they were a political engine of the DNC. The Democrats created this using her demonic, evil women of our community. Women who were willing to sacrifice their own people, believing that they got the short end of the deal. And if they get the short end, they don't get the privileges as these pretty ladies out here. So we don't care. That's what they're thinking, folks, in their mind. We didn't have a family, so we're going to destroy family privileges, so we're going to take the privileges. Marxism at its best. Two women getting together who are men haters. So it won't be too long before they can use these women, indoctrinate them, so that who? So that another Jewish woman could come along. That's right. Gloria Steinem was Jewish, and the black woman who stand with her was a black woman. And now, today, we're seeing that alliance of feminism accomplished. We're seeing what their plans were to destroy the civil rights movement altogether, to destroy the man who led the movement from a religious standpoint, and they will use demoralized women to do so. Women who are against the Bible, against God, to come in as a Trojan horse to represent us. So now that justify a Jewish woman saying this. Right? It justify a Jewish woman by the name of Judith Vernay Shore. It justify her saying this in a private meeting. Now, mind you, folks, she didn't know that she was getting recorded. Now, why would she say the major problem with Israel, the state of Israel, thousands of miles away from the United States, is with the young generation of the black community? Well, Let me take a stab at it. Could it be that the young generation aren't going to fall for the lies your forefathers told us? That with the advent of computers and the awakening and the understanding of who people are geopolitically and religiously on the earth, that you know these, the next generation of young men will stand as the sons and the young daughters will stand as the daughters of Zion? How can we be a threat to a country thousands of miles away unless they know something? We're disturbing their geopolitics, their geopolitical politics, because one of the political positions they took to justify the wars against the Palestinians is the fact that they were from the tribes of Israel. So this is how the Jewish people were able to garnish religious support from Christians. Now, right? But I also have proof, right? I'm going to show you this. I also have proof that the state of Israel has a new policy, right? A new bill they're presenting to Parliament, right? To stop Christian proselytizing, right? Check this out. AP News. The same time they're claiming, brothers and sisters, that the black men and women, and keep in mind, folks, if they say this privately amongst their particular councils, they're not speaking there without discussing solution also. So understand that what they're saying is we need to preemptively get in front of this next generation before they grow with this understanding of them being Israel. And I believe they're going to use vaccines. They're going to use demonization. They're going to use immigrants coming into the country, creating crimes, doing crimes and murder and blaming it on our people. All of that, I believe they're going to do that. The same time they're doing that, Israel leader halts bill against Christian proselytizing. What do you mean Christian proselytizing? Well, in Israel, see, America is reporting this one way, but in Israel, it's being reported differently from Israel Times, okay? The parliament of Israel, we know they're Romans, Edomites, but the parliament has presented a bill in Israel that will forbid Christians from converting others into Christianity over in Israel. First, they're going to try to kick out blacks, and they're doing this now. Say that it's not legal to teach the gospel in Israel. So now they're spinning the story in America, claiming that Israeli leader halts bill against Christian proselytizing. What is halting something? Halting isn't that they aren't going to view the bill and pass it. Halted would have us believe they're just slowing it up until later, right? So if they said that they're going to totally do away with a bill and not even consider it, see, but the cat got out of the bag. You have more Americans in America who's looking at international news, and now the Jewish people here in the press must get in front of it. People are starting to find out that what they're dealing with is an antichrist people ideology, a satanic ideology against Christ and Christ's people, right? Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a Jewish, a Roman guy, Wednesday said he would prevent the passage of proposal by a powerful ally in his governing coalition to punish Christian proselytizing with jail time. See? Said that he would prevent the passage of a proposal. So how can he prevent it? See, this is the news they've given us here in the United States so that we as a people don't focus on their true political ambitions to actually eradicate the earth of Christ altogether and the teachings of him, including his people, which is prophetic. In Revelation 12, it tells us that the devil will come down, woe to the earth and the inhabitants of the earth and the sea and all of that. For the devil come down knowing that he only have a short time. So he's going to begin to destroy everything, aiming to kill and destroy the people who came through Christ. That's Revelation 12. The proposal had raised an uproar with evangelical Christians. You know why? Because usually the evangelical Christians are Zionist puppets. They use the evangelical Christians to push the narrative that white Jewish Romans have the right to take over Palestine. See? So they can spin it into a religious conquest instead of it, you know, being evident and reported that this is nothing but a new colony out of America. Colonialism will believe that they have some religious right to the land, and they need the evangelical Christians to continue that narrative to garner spiritual support for the evil they're doing in the earth. See, this is spiritual. Speaking of spiritual here, going back to this, there was never a time where the black woman and the white woman were equal. Let me tell you, CIA agent Gloria Steinem, that's right, folks, this whole campaign of feminism was created to lure the black woman from out of the position she had with the black man together against wickedness, against evil. This was a CIA initiative. So she would convince our people that there was some type of oppression when it comes to the white woman being oppressed by the white man. That have never happened, okay? The white woman have always benefited from the conquest and colonization of her man. She never had a problem with slavery and nothing else, okay? While some of them, the liberals, sympathize with what we're going through, they'll never take back the benefits that came through it. Right? So all in all, we're looking at this, and they had us believe with the CIA campaign, our sisters believe, that women were being oppressed, when really this was a campaign to lure the help meet that we needed to help us fend off them. Divide and conquer. Right? We thought it was about jobs, equality, and all these others. Well, no. Divide and conquer tactic. They did it in slavery. Willie Lynch. And this became the new Willie Lynch dynamic. To more so teach the girls to be boys in our community. We teach them to be the go-getters. Right? We teach the girls to become the go-getters and teach the boys to become passive. And with that thinking, okay, we don't have to worry about another rise of a black messiah in the community. And now their plan from here went to here. Patrice Cullors, a lesbian. Now, speaking of lesbianism, a satanic ideology. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 22, right? It tells us in Deuteronomy 22 here, it speaks here, it reads, "The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on woman's garment." Right? Right? One moment. I'll be free soon. I'll call you after my broadcast, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll call you. Okay. So the Bible reads, "The woman shall not wear which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on woman's garment." You notice at the same time they were moving the civil rights movement, they was moving the LGBTQ movement simultaneously as a way of divide and conquer and to destroy our community. Notice this. A woman should not wear that which pertains to a man, because what the Most High want to do is to show you that there's clear, apparent roles for either side. That a man is not a woman and a woman is not a man, and either of that should never get conflated. Right? A woman is feminine. A man is masculine. So who would Satan use? Well, he would use women and or men who defy biblical laws, who defy the heavenly laws. People in rebellion. People who are rebelling against God. And this woman, she has a problem with God. She not only have a problem with God, she have other problems. These are mentally ill, demonic people, folks, whom they have educated. No one in their right mind would take on a Marxist ideology and then brag about it. Because Marxism leads to what? The death of millions. And they made our people at the end time the face of political genocidal agendas intentionally. Listen, she's going to say it with her own mouth here. We have an ideological frame, myself and Alicia, another lesbian who's over the movement, who was actually put in those positions by the DNC. It was created by the DNC. We didn't create Black Lives Matter, folks. The Democratic Party did. The government created that. Trying to build a movement that can be utilized by what? Very many black folk. With our people here with the red, black, and green listening to this hot mess, not checking this woman. That's the conscious community. His retort should have been, "Sister, you never throughout history, never throughout history was a political movement led by a woman that we can point to that succeeded for that nation. Never has that existed, ever." Because they know you can't find this throughout history, they had to create that narrative with the Woman Kings movie. And they would only create that garbage for us to make us believe that our nation will be saved through woman leadership, when that marks the end of any nation, when a woman leads it. This is that woman's so-called wife. Okay. Another unrepentant sick person, Jhenaya Khan, dressed like a man. Man, how we've fallen. We've come a long way. We've come a long way from Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King, huh? I guess she plays the man in the relationship. They're laughing at our people. This is who the Jewish people have put up to be our new leaders. Huh? And by doing so, they can justify attacking us. Why? With no man, chaos ensues in our community. And I'm going to talk about that. An Israeli government official said this. So believe me, if they're saying this in private, not knowing that they were actually getting recorded, understand they also discussed solution. Somebody felt the need to sneak a camera in, understanding this threat to our people in the community. I thought we talking about you fighting Israel and the Palestinians over there, Israel fighting the Palestinians. But in those same meetings, they're saying, well, no. Our greatest threat is the black generation in America. Now, let's get it again. One more again. A Jewish woman, the same woman who stood with our sisters for the woman movement. Now, let me go here. Let's go back here with the black community, right? Now, let's check it out. Censored documentary exposes Israel's attack on Black Lives Matter. Because she said, well, this is where Black Lives Matter comes from, the black community. When we didn't create Black Lives Matter, the Democrat Party created that. To also set up what? Their engine for the election. They set up Black Lives Matter. It started off, believe it or not, it was created during the time of Barack Obama, a Marxist. But then they would utilize that particular organization claiming that it's a organization politically aligned against police brutality when really it's a political machine used for whatever they want to utilize it for. For whatever they want to utilize it for. Black Lives Matter became a political machine, and those same people in positions would do what? Extract resources, grants, and also budgets to move, you know, the Democrats politically up, to move their power or to convince our people to back it throughout the communities using Black Lives Matter. So, for instance, if you were able to rally a scenario where you got a lot of people together, you could also do what? Enroll them into voter registration. And by doing so, budgets were actually passed for your separate social organizations over the community. It's quite that simple. Right? It's quite that simple. You give us their vote, and we'll make sure when we're in, we'll fund your social programs. We'll make sure there's money carved out for you. And they needed what? This is why they moved people during George Floyd and all that. And they moved immigrants and poor people in tent cities during the riots in preparation of having people to vote in certain areas. They were already ready after the riots. You got the riots, you got COVID, tent cities, and on top of that, you have what? You have mail-in ballots, and that whole machine was moving so that they can pump resources through Black Lives Matter only to pay off their lackeys, like Patrice Cullors and others. For doing what? For giving up their people to be destroyed under the Democrat Party. And then, once chaos ensued, the same people can have a meeting to blame the black people who was lured in during the riots under the George Floyd fiasco. And guess what, folks? I also got other information that they try to scrub the internet, that they tried to scrub from the internet. That the George Floyd death, they had proof that the death certificate for George Floyd was 3 years before the riots, before it all happened. There's a death certificate of George Floyd using a dead man with a new narrative to push this agenda. Only to circle back around to have our children being discussed in these meetings as the threat against Jewish people. Don't think this is about a threat to Israel, okay? Israel was made out of American jewelry, right? Now, let's go into the spirit of this woman. What religion do they follow? Here's Patrice Cullors in one of her February 5th, 2020, prayers to the Ayame. So these are not regular women, folks. These are demonic witches strategically put in place politically. And through this politics, destroy Judah. The performance is a love letter to Los Angeles and, most importantly, a loving prayer to Patrice's brother. James Baldwin can be heard speaking of the American Negro crisis. Cullors reads the yes or our ballot measure she initiated. Wings made from the Montezuma's clothes and symbol of the artist's 20-year fight to keep her sibling. Bearing the weight of the wings, Cullors leads witnesses an 8-foot nest which shall adorn more of Monty's clothing. Now look at this. Look at this. Now look at these nut jobs out here. These are all white liberals who are Satanists. And here's our sister right here, the Marxist, Shane. Folks, they're doing a public ritual, a satanic public ritual in plain sight. Folks, these are some sick people. Sick people that they have placed as leaders over our community. Sick. Who deal with all types of satanic rituals. And it's not just here, folks. Look at the mayors of our inner cities now. Those who over the police department, they're all a part of this wickedness, this ritual. Witches, folks, I have a lot of resentment, Patrice Cullors, on co-founding Black Lives Matter, the backlash, and why the police must go. Patrice, the police must go only to replace the police with the military who used to train our police. So they're going to trigger our people into saying no police, defund the police. And folks, that's political because what's the replacement? Military. And she said that what? Patrice Cullors, the Marxist, that we have to tear this thing from the ground up and rebuild a utopia. That's that crap she was talking, and Bernie Sanders, a Jewish man, was talking. But when you start raising things from the ground up, you're not doing that in the white communities. They were destroying their own communities, folks. These crazy people. Inside Black Lives Matter's co-founder Patrice Concullor's million-dollar real estate buying binge. And look what New York Post, the people who created her, is now putting her stuff out there. Marxist, BLM leader, defends spending millions on ritzy homes. One in exclusive LA nave, right? Now check it out. Listen to this. Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors defend her ritzy 1.4 million real estate grab, saying, "This movement began as and will always remain a love letter to black people. Their words, Black Lives Matter, serve as a reminder to black people that we are human and deserve to live vibrant and full lives." I thought you wanted to tear it all down. Oh, not in your neighborhood, Patrice. You want us to look like animals after doing what? After coaxing our youth into destroying their own communities so that the world can have what? A negative view, optics of animals who need to be tamed. And it was them going out there, colleges and all that, initiating people, paying people to go out and do things. And when we didn't throw things on fire and do things, they would come behind our young children marching and throw Molotov cocktails, only to blame us. And some of our people were saying, hold up, there was white people dressed up in masks burning stuff down. Who were they? And it was because they used these women as a front. And I'm going to tell y'all, folks, why am I highlighting this, folks? Because I know all of our women aren't like this. Some people want to ask, well, Elder, it seems like you've been talking about women and what they're doing. Right? It's just that these women for years have been hiding behind our women. They've been hiding behind them. They would attack and then run right behind our women. And then privately indoctrinate our women to see us as the enemy through their college indoctrinations. And that goes into, and I'm going to show you in a moment, the ideology of this goddess she's serving right here, the Ayanit. That Esau, the hunter, would use this goddess, the huntess, to actually do the attacks for him through an ideology. Knowing that if we come back and try to fight or defend ourselves against the ideology, it leaves the white man innocent. His hands are clean from the infight. Right? And he's created such an air of confusion. Satan has done this through their programming and all that. That they have actually convinced our people, not just the women, but the men, to defend these movements. That's how evil and confusion it has become. But it's an ideology that I'm untangling right before your eyes here, brothers and sisters. Listen to this. This comes as sports journalist Jason Whitlock was reportedly locked out of her Twitter. Here's her house. Now, of course, I'm not going to say that she don't deserve this and all that, because what? This pales in comparison to what the Democrat Party and all that was paying. But you notice that they're not showing the white liberals who trained her and what their homes look like. See? They're not doing this. But they wanted to show you, here's your civil rights leader who betrayed you. He tweeted the California's Topanga Canyon, where Colors Purchase has a black population of what? Has a black population of 1.4%, and joked. She started laughing behind closed doors. I'm with her. She's with her people. She made us believe that we were her people. Right? Now, let's go real quick, and I'll open up the lines. The Ayani Ajia. And this was the ritual you've seen her doing with this clown nonsense right here. Let me go here. The prayer to the Ayami. Who's the Ayami? It's a goddess. Ayami. Ayami Aji is a Yoruba term, respect, and endearment used to describe the woman of Africa ancestry, who is considered to be Aji, a woman who wields myriad arcane creative biological, spiritual, and cosmic powers. Right? Now, we all know Yoruba is witchcraft. So this is witchcraft, Yoruba. Now, who is this goddess? Well, she has different names throughout different cultures. According to the Persians and the Muslims before they named her Allah, her name was Alat in Persian mythology. Alat, Alatu, Alat. A pre-Islamic Arabian goddess. So they'll make us believe that this is some African spiritual goddess. When this hunter woman is worshipped throughout all of the Gentile religions. It's at the helm of all of them. Babylonian. The Christians use her as Mary. The Muslims use her as Allah. Right? And under Yoruba, in Africa, the same woman is just called Ayami. But it's the spirit of what? The goddess. The hunter goddess. She has many names. Athena, Minerva. See? Many names. Astaroth, the Canaanite god, whom Esau upheld and began to worship when he went into Mount Seir. Artagatus, Alatu, and Nimrod's mother, Semiramis. See? Hope you all can see this. Okay? Nabataeans. The Nabataeans is one of the sons of Ishmael. And we're going to be talking about him this Sunday. But yes, they worship the goddess, folks. And this is the hunter goddess in ideology that have come through what? You got it. That have come through Black Lives Matter. The hunter. And who have they, who, here it is. Let me show you. Who were they programmed and trained to hunt? The black man. Because by default, if they hunt the black man, eventually they'll do away with the black woman. Why? Because the seed is through the man. Biologically, the man holds the X and Y chromosome. Women do not determine the sex of a child. A man does. So if you get rid of the man, you do away with the nation. Are y'all following me here? So it's two for one. If they can aim the woman against the man through a Marxist ideology and do away with them, eventually through time, both of them are done away with. See? So we're going to talk about this. Because eventually, it comes down to this. Now that our people have played along with their own demise, Israel can now be justified. When you see our children looting Target, looting different places, going in and knocking things down and trashing Walmart and trashing jewelry shops, this is the optics the international body needs to come against our people in the inner city to justify this. When they say community of colors, the other people they got coming over here who aren't black don't have to worry about any of this. Why don't you just come straight? The black people y'all aim towards. And this is why I'm glad they caught this woman red-handed who didn't know she was being filmed. I'm so glad we heard it come out of her mouth that Israel's greatest threat are the new generation of black people. Because why? They would have what? They would have colored it with black and or brown people. We're not sure. This is how they would have presented it if they knew the cameras was rolling. Every time they say Black Lives Matter, they're talking about destroying us, folks. Every time they speak of Black Lives Matter, that is a political engine they're using amongst their circles. That's code for the children of Judah in America. Now, these are, when you see men like this, and it's no fault of his own, these are the men who have been created out of the feminist movement. I don't know no community of colors. Who are they? Look at this. And these are the men who have been created out of feminism. Because this man is short-sightedness. He can only see politically what's going on right now. There have always been police against black people. But what we don't want is to trade them off for Israeli military. So you don't discuss the issue without coming with what is the solution. You don't talk about these things to give the international body the international high ground, the international and the moral high ground to bring solution. Their solution is military. See? So it all sounds good what he's saying. The police have never been for our people. But I'd rather have a policeman who come from our community than from the Israeli government. What about you? So defund the police means what? Here's their next plan. Military, foreign military police in our communities. And this is what the Bible says. When you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, flee into the wilderness. So I'm looking at it, and I'm waiting to look up and to see no representation of police amongst us as a sign. Keep your ears to the ground, because when it happens, you'll know. I'll tell you, it's time to start, you know, migrating, you know. Not all together, but migrating enough, just as they trickle in, we're trickling out to where we need to be based on what's about to happen. Because eventually, the laws will switch to the right side, and what will happen? They'll be talking about the wall again. But at the end of that administration, once the wall is built, you don't check out or check in. You heard it here first. And they used our own people to initiate. Here it is. Black Lives Matter took the pay. They also are over the social program so that when any time that a new president is put in place, money is given out of our community and siphoned to them for being loyal taskmasters. Okay? And lapdogs for our enemy. 515-605-9327. What say you? Shalom, Andre.
Yes, sir. Shalom, Andre. How you doing, sir?
I'm blessed by the best. Good to be here before you. I was off last week, but I'm glad to be talking to you all this evening. Blessed Sabbath. Come in and talk to me.
I'm grateful you bringing forth the words, you're bringing forth, Elder. If anything, it teaches us. It's a lot we can learn from the wicked, and I say that very carefully. I don't say that in a crazy way. We talk about the World Economic Forum, and the young lady you brought forth, she's worked with the World Economic Forum for at least 5 or 6 years, to my knowledge. They have a program called Global Young Global Leaders, and this program started in the 1980s, Elder. When you go to the website for the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders, more than 70% of the American politicians, Justin Trudeau in Canada, Gavin Newsom in California, these are all people who since their early 20s and early 30s have been groomed as members of the global leaders of the World Economic Forum. And it's interesting to me because when she said she was trained, when she said she was a trained Marxist, we always asking who was doing the training. And it's like when you follow these steps, it gets interesting, Elder, because you find out that the same people doing the training are the same people pulling the strings in other areas. That's how the whole entire world can be in lockstep on one campaign against our people. And we always miss it. You know, we always miss it. So I just want to put it out there for the saints to do some research. But it's, man, what I say we can learn from them is just patience, because these people are willing to pass down their mission from generation to generation to make sure this evil takes place. And we're unwilling to break these curses from one generation to the next. It's just, it's almost enough to make you angry, but.
Well, brother, I need to show you something real quick.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. One second. Every time there's a good article, you have these circulations attempting to solicit. Hold on. All right, I think I can. Okay. One second. All right. All right, done. All right, yeah, here it is right here. On your screen, the Washington Post.
Sorry.
Right? I need you to see this. On your screen, it shows a young Barack Obama. Look who he's surrounded. Look who's surrounding him. You see any of our people? A lot of these are trained CIA babies. Okay? It tells us here, and this is an article, March 23, 2015, by Michelle Yee-Hee Lee. Right? Asian, probably Chinese. And in the article, she writes, Frank Marshall Davis, Obama's communist mentor?
Mm-hmm.
None of us don't even know who Frank Marshall Davis and his ideology. What is that? And who raised this boy? Where did he come from? Now, all of these children could be orphans, taken from war areas and all that, trained like Manchurian candidates to become your next leaders or politicians.
Mm-hmm.
And Barack Obama was amongst them. Only thing they had to do was draft a convenient story that he had, which we found out, that book, Memories of His Father, whatever, was drafted by what? You got it. Writers. Speech writers wrote that book. When you look, he had nothing to do with it. All the characters of that book was a lie. Memories of My Father. So he was trained to bring in the black, brown, gay, and all that movement. Frank Marshall Davis was his mentor, a communist authority. Okay? When you look into it, I'm just showing this, folks. What we're seeing was the plan that was hatched through communists, through Marxists, using a black face. He very well have an affinity more so for these particular people around him, who was raised around him. These are his brothers and sisters. who share its ideology. And then there's also information, I'm going to bring this out there, that even their children, Barack Obama's children, guess what? There's information concerning who their real mother and father is.
Yeah.
That the whole thing was put together to garner the black vote and to bring in the Marxist ideology and religion that would destroy civil rights and eventually kill off God's people in America. But that's a whole other conversation. What say you? You got the last word.
Man, look, after you bring it out like that, I ain't got no last word, man. I just want to say bless you, Elder, and man, thank you for what you do. And I also sent you something that I think you'd be interested in. It's some information on Appeal, which is, you know, that GMO company that Bill Gates and Melinda Gates funded to start up. It's the fungicide that they spray on organic fruits and vegetables. So when you get a chance, please check that out. I think you might want to bring some of that information out. But bless you, Elder, and thank you for all you
do. Okay, now what that is again, give me that once more.
Yes, sir. It's called Appeal. It's APP. No, excuse me. It's one piece. APEEL. I sent you a text message with a couple of links. And I can also send you some articles that, some research articles that I'm writing on it right now that I'm doing. So just some things I'm doing at work.
Okay, now before you go off, I'm going to show you Melina, and I'm going to show you who was a part of Barack Obama's administration and his voting machine well before he was elected, right? On the screen, and here's a question that was out there, because really, these two children belong to Barack Obama's friends. See him here? This guy right here, who looks like Obama, and the mother right here. Which were really political, they were politically aligned with the Obamas and let them borrow their children in order to play the optics of a black nuclear family.
My Lord.
And rolled it out using who? None other than Oprah. The whole thing was a scam. Allegedly. Thank you, my brother.
No, bless you, Elder. Yes, sir.
Bless you. 404 area code. Shalom.
Elder, how you doing?
I'm blessed by the Almighty. Your name?
Yep, this is Brother Malcolm, part of the Atlanta body, under the leadership of Bishop Baruch and Deacon Abigail.
Thank you. Bless you, my brother. How are you?
Doing well. I had a quick question and a little story of something that happened to me. I'm in rural Georgia that I wanted to mention, and it kind of lambs back on what you was talking about today. The first thing I found interesting was that the Jewish lady, you know, she didn't say that Palestine or Islam or Hamas was the biggest threat to Israel, but, you know, she said that pretty much the black man was the biggest threat. So I thought that was kind of interesting. It is. To land back on what you mentioned today is, you know, I live in rural Georgia. So, you know, like my neighbors, they have the Trump flags. They never took them down. You know, you can pretty much say it's like Trump country. So for Tabernacles, the week before Tabernacles, I had to go into the Lowe's to pick up some things for my tent. And as I was going into the Lowe's, again, I'm in a rural area. As I was going in, I looked over at the self-checkout line, and I saw a bunch of Esau guys. And, you know, they was looking at each other in kind of like amazement. I could tell whatever they was looking at, it wasn't something that they was used to seeing. They was like scratching their heads, and I'm like, man, what's going on over there? So anyway,
You mean a black man?
I couldn't see what they was. I couldn't see what they was looking at. And I'm gonna get
to okay,
you.
Right. As long as it wasn't you, I'm glad you made it to the broadcast.
No, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. You know, in the area live in, it's still a few blacks, so that's not an anomaly. But I went on and purchased, what I had to purchase, and I went to the self checkout aisle, and I saw a white man. He's about 6'4", elder, built.
Okay.
I mean, you could tell he worked out.
Okay.
But he had on a wig. He had on a wig. He had on a red mini skirt.
Where's this going? Lord,
yep,
have mercy. He had a wig
on. Black stockings. Yep, had on a wig, red mini skirt, black stockings, and red high heel shoes.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, this is why Esau was looking. That's why the white men was looking weird to each other, because elder in my area of the woods, you don't see that. And so my reason for calling is I know this is kind of affecting the city areas, but now it's also hitting the rural areas, because when you see Esau dressing like that, it's it's done kind of hit everywhere. So I was, I was very shocked to see, this agenda, coming into my area of the woods per se.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey. I guess they're spreading their proverbial wings and flying into uncharted territory. Hey, I'll tell you what, around those areas, it had to have been during the day. Esau ain't playing that at night. I appreciate it. All right, my brother.
Can I give one shout out real quick, Elder?
Yeah, go ahead. Go on.
Yeah, I just want to shout out Elder Ramar. Just let him know that coming out of Babylon, it'd be on fire. And, I know he's going to bring it tonight, and just let him know that I appreciate the work that he does. And that's it.
All praise. Yeah, Ramar, man. I mean, what a warrior. Bless you, my brother. What a warrior.
Bless you.
I'm talking about warrior in the spirit. All right. Bless you. Oh, yeah, folks. And guess what? A lot of this was being revealed during when Alex Jones was online. They had to ban Alex Jones. They're like, nah, he's revealing too much. Yeah, there were some stories out there concerning who are these children? Were these children, did they rent children or what was this? This was the woman that was supposed to have delivered the babies, right? And what even? And they're married too. These two are married, right? Who are these people? Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Look at that. Hey, folks, I knew this years ago when YouTube censorship, this was out there and became a thing. Trump was questioning the validity of Obama being able to run as president. Where's the birth certificate? There's no birth certificate. Remember that? A made Marxist family that would usher in Satan's agenda to destroy God's people in America. 623 area code. Take a few calls. 623. Shalom. 623, you're live. Patreon calls, answering questions, taking comments. Okay, I'll get back with you, 623. 470-470.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, sir. How are you?
All right, pretty good. All praise to the higher, Elder. Elder, I was in Baltimore. Going to Freddie Gray situation, and the people that lived in Baltimore, because I'm originally from Washington D.C., but the people in Baltimore, they were saying that the ones that was starting getting people amped up was not from there. And I found that like crazy, because the same thing happened in St. Louis. So it's like they have, and like you were saying, they had the people dressed up, you know, with blackface doing the riots, and that was you know, Caucasian brothers and sisters doing that. And also, I noticed like a rock. So they've been, you know, they got the little agenda going on with the mass shooting allegedly, and it's like right around the time now they got the, you know, in our community they got our young people with guns with switches on it. So it's like they seem to like to put everything into play with the killing. So it's like they had something in Chicago where a guy got caught wearing the black face and a black body, and a lot of people was getting shot, like, you know, man, in Chicago. So it's like, I don't know if they're doing the agenda where they, you know, trying to have a lot of shootings to get people all riled up. And also, Elder, I wanted to start on a good note. I've been starting. I'm a security officer. I've been doing Uber, so I'm able to talk to people. You know, me and do some fishing there. And Elder, I put on your lesson you did with Israelites for Beginners. Oh man, you should see some of the brothers and sisters' faces. And also with the Issachar brothers, I put on Issachar El Premier. And I don't speak Spanish, but when the brothers and sisters get out of the car, the Issachar brothers, they say, hola, you know, man, they speak Spanish. So I say, and they ask, they say, brother, you speak Spanish? I say a little bit. I gotta speak a little bit, but I just put it on for them. And, you know what I mean, they seem like they talking about it, and you know what I mean, they ask about it, and I get the information. So, you know what I mean, I'm going to keep doing, you know what I mean, the work, and thank you so much for doing the work.
Well, thank you, brother. That's good to hear. People are waking up, brother, and thank you. Believe it, what you're doing is going a long way, planting that seed. So keep planting that seed, my brother. Keep planting it. And again, when it comes to any publicized shootings that they're promoting, take it with a grain of salt. Okay? This is why these people end up taking over YouTube and others, because usually we would get in front of some of these shootings to know that these are drills going live that they're using to pass gun laws to take away they already try to take away the First Amendment, but the Second Amendment rights also. So unless you see a shooting, assume it didn't happen. All of these shootings is actually used to provoke a response, an emotional response. They're using the black-white thing and all of that to provoke a response. And until we stop responding, they're going to keep using it. And if the news say it happened, assume it didn't happen unless you've seen it with your own eyes. All right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my brother. Even the Dylann Roof thing and all of that. Assume none of that stuff happened, folks, because a lot of these things are staged. A lot of them. They're staged. But guess what? Soon it's going to be justified. There'll be no need to stage them if you have what? If you have operatives who have come into the country under asylum seekers with missions to shoot up something. So soon we're going to see the real live things if you open the borders and just allow operatives who are being paid by foreign governments to come in and cause chaos. That's when you know it's going live. And those things are going to give them the justification to bring in military. You heard it here first. But right now, a lot of these things are just straight up drills, taped off drills. And don't think that they can't do it. Look at your movies and your television shows and your movies and all that. And look how they have a whole scene of cops out there and people out there and all that, which is strictly in a studio. So don't think they can't produce something to make you think that police is out there with sirens and all that. They show you every day when you look at movies. They have the tools, you know, to produce something that looks real. Okay? 816 area code, 816. You're live. Any question, comment, even if you're from the academy, have a question, I'll be more than happy to answer it. 816 area code.
Yes, Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, sister. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahia.
All right, now. Talk to me.
So, the optics, a picture is worth a thousand words. I'm so glad that you showed that picture with Gloria Steinem, because
yeah.
You've shown it before, but today I just looked at it differently, and I noticed
it
that,
clicked.
Yeah, the black man was pushed out of the picture, literally.
That was the move. That was the plan.
No black man, nowhere to be around. And you know, because for a family to survive, you have to have a black man and a black woman.
Yeah.
But they
And
they
it's a shame. It's a shame that they were able to have our sisters buy in, because I don't think our sister realized geopolitically how we've gotten here, where sisters that are good sisters are saying, listen, I'm good, but there is no man out there. Where's the good men for me? And we didn't realize they were systematically moved out of the way. And then through your production, I'm going to give you all the floor you need, though. Through your Disney productions and all that, right? They were
mm-hmm.
able to redefine beauty in the eyes of children, even the young men, where they'll grow seeking someone else outside of their own people as their prince, princess, or queen. Don't forget, they went from Snow White to Aladdin, where it was the Asian or East Indian looking girl, right? So they changed
mm-hmm.
the optics, right? And then after that, what happens? All the men of upward mobility who would actually have money for generational wealth, they cause conflict between the black and the black man and black woman to a degree when a man does get to that degree, that height of success, that same white woman who was standing next to the black woman.
Mm-hmm.
is now targeting that young man before he become mega rich, like your
That's
opera,
right.
like the Kardashians. This was
yep.
all social engineering. It
That's
was
right.
to pull us away from the men who could actually give us generational wealth by causing conflict between the black man and black woman so that they can scoop in. It was that movement that gave these white women a lane to take the good men, and no one is seeing this.
And once that money is derailed from the black woman, that money
yeah.
never returns to the black community.
Never returns, and it becomes
it builds
yeah.
generational. So
yeah.
it's definitely. As they say, a cold demonstration is in the streets. It's a cold demonstration. But
let me tell you, sister, my sons will tell you, and I can tell you, in college, let me tell you, you go into college, there's totally two separate perspectives that's going on there when it comes to relationships. I'm going to tell you, being a black man, if you have anything going on for yourself, man, these white girls are focused in these colleges.
Listen,
not that they're not doing some of the stuff that everyone else do there, but when they hone in on a black guy, I've dealt with some of this, right? Oh, yeah. Do you play tennis? I'm thinking about tomorrow, you know, going out and just knocking some balls around tomorrow in the morning and all that. They approach brothers like that in college.
Right.
They hone in on brothers. It's not just a party for them 4 years. They hone in seeking to get their husband or a brother that got something to do, and you're in the right field. They hone in to try to lock down a brother, knowing what you'll become. And the difference I've seen, not all, but when our sisters go to college, they take it as a four-year, I would say, soaring their oats and being free from their homes instead of locking that man down during those 4 years. And then you leave with debt. And with that debt, no plan to pay it. And what happens? You're stuck defending the system, needing it. Why? Because who's going to pay off the debt? Now you become a debt slave. You're a debt. Now you must follow the status quo according to the political status. Because why? You are a debt slave to the society through college. I mean, listen, them girls be going into college and some of these white girls. They go in with the full plan. They get these scholarships that nobody know about with these bogus sports that no one look at. And they go get free board. And then they get a man coming out of college who can make really take care of them.
That's exactly right.
Well,
they're bred to do that. It's called finishing school.
But it's a different mentality. It's a different mentality that I think our sisters need to pick up, because sometimes, and I'm going to let you have the floor, our sisters go in college and they take the knowledge and they don't realize it. I don't think it's conscious that they do this. And they use their education and they think they use it as leverage to come back with leverage against their men. And that's the wrong way to look at it. Yeah, you've achieved something and you should be congratulated for it. But guess what? No, you don't use that as leverage for your, you know, against your own people or your man to say, well, I'm on this level and you need to level up. No, you don't do that. Hey, watch these other women in college. My sons have dealt with this and I've stepped in front of it. You know, I have a son who played in Temple. You can look him up, Richard Shepherd. He was safety. Richard Shepherd III, he was a safety at Temple University. And I have another son who just graduated Penn State. And he could beat these girls off with a stick, my son. My sons, okay? But, you know.
Right.
It's a different deal. Well, my son would say all the time, he's like, Dad, he says, I'm going to tell you. It's different because I want our sisters, but it's all these other women lining up. And I'm like, son, you better follow what I told you. Okay, there's some good sisters. You wait. But go on, sister. You got the floor. I'm sorry.
Okay, and thank you, Elder, for sharing that. And then the second thing that I wanted to just bring awareness to, it's interesting that you brought up that spirit about the, what did you call it, the Imaji, Aji, or something like that?
The Ayami. Yeah, the Ayami.
Yeah. Yeah, that Ayami. Well, guess what? You know, they used to direct all of their witchcraft and magic to the white community, but guess what? Now it's vogue for black people. So they came out with all of these, the latest craze was what? The Little Black Mermaid. And I think that's to introduce and invoke the Yami spirit on our young girls. I mean, I ain't never seen so many pictures where they using filters trying to be mermaids, and that's not even, you're not even human anymore. That's a transhuman agenda.
Hey, sister, that's probably a good point, because don't forget, if you know the history of the mermaids, that's deep in itself. These are sirens. The mermaids the women that the fallen angels dealt with. That was the curse for them dealing with the fallen angels.
That's deep. And they're trying to make it vogue for our young black girls to emulate that. So, anyway, that was my little 2 cents.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. Let me get to the next call. I got a picture here of my son. I'm proud of that boy. I got to show y'all. I'm proud of him. He's doing well. But let me tell you, man, he went through so many stories with, he had a girl that he cared about, And next thing you know, when he was a freshman, then he started growing into himself, and it was our sisters giving this young man hell. I'm like, son, stop crying over these girls. You're going to be okay. Yeah, they talking about this hot girl summer. I'm like, Dad. I mean, he's like, Dad. I'm like, son, pray, stay on your course, and don't worry about it. You do what's right, and you will have your choice for a good woman that suits you, right? Let me show y'all something in a minute. But before I do that, let me go 701 and open it up. Let me see if I can find this on my son here. 701. 701. Area code. Okay, let me go here. 701. Okay, photo library. Okay.
Hello.
701. Yeah, yes, sir. You're live.
I'm just listening.
Oh, you're just listening. Okay, my brother. Bless you. 228 area code. 228 area code.
Shalawam.
Shalawam, how are you?
Doing well, Elder Ricarcio. I'm Melody, Sister Melody from the Mouse Point Body here in Mississippi. And I'm excited to get a chance to talk to you today. But
the pleasure's all mine.
Yes. Me and my husband, we are in the academy, and we are loyal Patreon members. And
thank you.
It's just a blessing. It's just a blessing to be in the truth. I started listening to the truth during the pandemic, and I got baptized last December on our anniversary, and he got baptized last Sunday. And so we just really excited, and we thank our officer, Kashar, here in Moss Point, Mississippi. But I don't want to prolong the call. I want to just bring to the attention when you were talking about the replacement house. The replacement housing. Yes, it's this young man that I follow sometimes. His name is Jonathan Bays, and he was talking about that over in Palms, California, how they are structuring up these little small tiny houses and stuff. And so I was listening to your point on today as far as how you know, these houses is being structured up to where that, you know, it would be their home, you know, instead of being like in their regular home in a regular neighborhood and stuff like that. And in this particular area that, you know, he had researched it out where these houses are being built, and they are like tiny homes.
Told you. Yes, it is. And where are you, if you don't mind me asking?
We in the Moss Point area, the Mississippi.
Mississippi. So they're already planning, as you've mentioned, alternative housing.
Well, the guy that I follow, this was out in Palms, California. He had showed. Where, you know, because he took a picture of it and stuff, and so he had a show where that they was building these homes. I'm quite sure that they're going up in different places, you know, but right now, you know, I haven't noticed any in my area. Now, you know, we have the projects and stuff like that, but I haven't saw these homes. You know, they look just like cottages.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting ready for the internment situations.
Right, but not like I said again, this was out in spring. This was in Palms, California, and he was talking, you know, he was just sharing with his listeners and stuff like that, and he was up there just saying, you know, really, you know, we in some hard times, you know, where people losing their homes and stuff like that. And so that's when he had showed those tiny homes being built. And it's a lot of them. It's not like no one or two. It's a lot of them. And they, like, you know, just how, well, I've been in Chicago with my husband because that's where he's from, and the houses is really, really, really close together. You know what I'm saying? And so these are these cottages are.
Mm-hmm. So these are going to be the alternative housing that they're going to give our sister, predominantly.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about the sister. I don't know if it's sister, but it's just, I guess, people in general. You know, I'm talking about far as like if you lose
about
your
the
home,
asylum seekers.
Like that. Yes.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is when, because they're about to do away with Section 8. They're about to do it.
I don't know. Is it just for Section 8 or not? But he would just, his talking point was, you know, how folks will be losing their homes, and these are the homes that they are building.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about. You're talking about alternative housing. So what's going on here? Because don't forget, it's all intertwined. Because think about it. Right now, under the budgets they're given for asylum seekers, you have some people who don't want to rent to our people Section 8. Because they can get $7,000 a month if they house an asylum seeker. So you have a lot of people saying, I want my Section 8 people out of here, because while this money's still flowing, I can get a guaranteed $7,000 a month until they have a displacement housing for this immigrant who's come in. So that's what the American, that's what the United States budget is saying. So what are you going to do with the people who's on this Section 8? Just can't throw them in the street, our sisters, but they're going to give alternative small housing. Right now what they're doing is moving sisters around and saying, well, under Section 8, you can't have this house right now, but we're going to give you something smaller in this community, because people are getting more money for the nice houses with the government budgets. So a lot of these houses, these smaller houses are going to be the solution for those who can't afford housing, whether you're losing housing. With the rates going up, with the taxes going up, a lot of our people, the food going up, it's going to be more renters than buyers. So, sister, you're right on. Alternative housing is here.
Yep. So that's all I wanted to just bring up, that talking point there. But thanks again for taking my call. Looking forward for Sabbath on Saturday.
Yep.
And Shalom to the elders, Elder Lawyer, and y'all have a good one.
Thank you. You have a blessed Sabbath. Just a great call. Bless you. Yeah. Here it is. My son just get frustrated. Talking about a hot girl summer and all this. I'm like, son, I keep telling you, don't worry about it, right? And he just graduated. Let me show you my son here. I'm proud of this boy. Kept his head up, right? There go my boy. And it's deep, right? And I told him, like, by the time you graduate, it's going to be fine. And he used to tell me that it was girls lining up by the time he graduated. And it was so many white girls who was trying to press on my son. And, you know, but all in all, this, especially when they know you about to graduate. You know what I mean? You know, cybersecurity, he took STEM, right? So he's going to help me a lot. He's going to help a lot of what I do. But it's a shame that some of our sisters go to college and they don't know how to scoop these young men up early. But the other nations, when they go into and I'm talking about East Indians, you name it, they were trying to come after my boy. And I'm like, well, nah, stick with, just go to school. You'll get a wife. That's my boy. He made it. He kept his head down. I said, listen, I'm going to need you in this field. Don't worry about it. I'm going to need to understand what's going on in the future and all that. And, hey, he did it. But I told him, get on your purpose first, and then the Most High will send a help meet that's who can get on your program. Don't be chasing no girls. right? And it happened to both of my sons. My son, Rich, played safety for Temple. He broke his ankle thinking about some girl. And I'm like, come on, man. 228 area code. 228 area code. Shalom. All right. Last call for this evening. 228. You have it. What say you?
Oh, this is Sister Melody.
I'm sorry. I just had you there, right? Yeah, I'm sorry, Melody. I'm sorry. Last call for this evening. 214 area code.
Shalom.
Shalom. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Elder. It's so great to talk with you. I am on my third going on in the academy. It is wonderful.
Thank you. Bless you.
Yes, learning so much. And, lately it's been interesting on what's been happening. For the past several months, every time it seems like I'll wake up in the morning and then I'll think about something and I'm like, oh, I get it. You know, I'll go look up a scripture or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. And then sure enough, maybe on a Wednesday or on a Sabbath, you'll talk about that. And I'm like, oh, this is interesting.
yeah.
I remembered what you were saying, to look up in the sky, you know. And I have been just looking up in the sky a lot lately. And I sent an email on this. Last month I saw this, I don't know what it was, Elder. I just, all I know is that the sky was clear and there were no clouds. And then sure enough, I saw this white dot and it had, you know, a sheer of, you know, a thick of whiteness behind it. I know it wasn't a chemtrail and I know it wasn't a plane. And then here it comes from the sky headed down. And then all of a sudden, you know, all the trail that it left, it kind of dissipated, and then the dot was gone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. And then just recently this month, I was, you know, headed, driving west, and, you know, it's probably about 7:30 in the evening, and not really dark yet. And then I look in the sky, I look in the clouds, and I'm like, what is that white dot again? Here we go again. And I thought it was a star because it looked just like, you know, how the star looks. Like it's a light, right? And I understand
yeah.
that. They have fire, that's for sure. Well, this is kind of odd because as it kept going, it was just, I know it was not an airplane. And it looked just like one of the other stars. It was just still. And I've just been seeing things like that a lot lately, which is
let me tell you, there's continual activity
uh-huh,
in the sky.
Uh-huh.
Just that, you know, during this time, during the time we're living in, far too many people, you know, refuse to look up. Everyone is
yes.
right, like I was just now with the phone, but there've always been activity in the sky. Because the angels
wow.
come in and out, there's much activity out there, you know, well above what we see through modern day technology. It has always existed. It's just that you're more so taking note that I've reminded you to start looking up. But it's always been activity. Yeah.
It's just amazing because, you know, I love looking at the sky, and I do a lot of
yeah.
riding my bike and walking,
good.
And I'm like, I've really never seen it like this. But I did have a quick question for you. Will
yes,
you
ma'am.
Be coming to Texas sometime? Because I'm really interested in getting baptized, and I'd like to be baptized by you and Elder Loria. And patience is a virtue. I know you're like in a whole other state.
All right. Well, I will write this down.
Oh, great, great. I'm just so thankful that I found GOCC because I just, you know, oh, wow. A long story that I could probably tell you another time, but, you know, I am definitely no longer at any of those churches, and it's been a long while now. And so I
hey,
thought,
it's been a long
now.
Journey for all of us. But let me ask you, what was your last church journey? You don't have to give me the whole thing, but what church were you a part of before finding our lessons?
Pentecostal. Oh.
Pentecostal. No. I was raised Pentecostal.
Well, you
Pentecostal, the apostolic faith, ninth in Collar Hill, Bishop Little. Good people, though.
Wow.
Good.
I started off as a Catholic.
Catholic?
Like I
said, and what a journey.
I know.
I take it your parents were Catholic?
They were, yes.
And what led you out of Catholicism into Pentecostal, the Pentecostal church?
Oh, I was searching, Elder. I was searching. And, you know, I heard you talk about a sermon on church hopping, and I did do that. You know how many churches I've been a part of? And I thought, wait a minute, I need to get baptized in the right church and in the name of Ahia because, you know, all this other is wrong, you know. And so I'm just, you know, trying to get to that point. But at the same time, you know, keep up in the academy and keep up with my studies. Oh, and I got the demonology book on King James.
Oh, yeah, that's a good read. That's
oh, my
good
gosh.
Read.
I'm amazed. I am so amazed of what you've been talking about. And I can't put the book down. But anyway, I thank
you for that. And you know, it was us bringing forth all of those decrees against the witches. Uh-huh. This is why they demonized King James, because King James was no joke. Elizabeth, his aunt, was no joke. We weren't playing no witchcraft and playing around with all that. No, you had to go. So no sooner as he lost the throne, and then his son lost the throne, they put the Wesson family in as the British family, Lyon. These are Edomites. And then after that, they used the Bacon family to demonize King James, claiming that he was a homosexual. And then our people started picking that up. And the reason they was demonizing him based on his biblical principles of getting rid of witches, warlocks, and all that, and exposing the Roman Vatican as the seat of Satan, the Antichrist seat on earth. Oh, yeah. Stay in the academy. I'm going to be bringing some of this out. Let me have your name again.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Let me have your name again.
Oh, yeah. Grace. G-R-A-C-E.
Okay. What a great name. All right. Okay, Grace.
Thank you.
Thank you, and have a blessed Sabbath. All right.
All righty. Bye.
Okay, brothers and sisters, that concludes our Patreon.